This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, and today that's coming from the State House. I have House Representative Kendall Culp here. Kendall's also the Vice President of Indiana Farm Bureau. Kendall, we need to talk property taxes. We're getting down to the last couple weeks here of this legislative session, and this has been the top priority for farmers, for really all Hoosiers, and especially Republicans there in the State House. We've been trying to get this taken care of now for some time. Give us the latest. I know that we've got some movement now happening on Senate Bill 1, the top priority at the State House this year.
Well, Senate Bill 1 today was amended in committee in Ways and Means and passed out by party line vote, which means it'll be eligible to come to the full House on Wednesday. Second reading amendments would be in order at that point in time, and I would look for multiple amendments to be filed. So, there's a lot in that bill. It's a 250-page bill that basically they took Senate Bill 1 and House Bill 1402 and kind of put those together. Not only does it provide relief, but it also really restructures the property tax system, or makes an attempt to do that, and would have a phase in over multiple years. So we'll see where that goes. But like I said, I expect there to be a lot of amendments and possible changes along the way.
Some say that this proposed bill isn't going far enough. And, you know, people have their opinions. I think that, you know, ultimately what it comes down to is it going to be enough? Are people going to see relief from this? Specifically, Kendall, for our audience, farmers, are we going to see some relief from this?
Well, and it's a good thing you put that notation on there, because it just depends which taxpayer, what type of taxpayer, and what type of relief. If you hear the talking points to Senate Bill 1, it's all about relief to homeowners. And if you relieve one taxing unit, then somebody else has to pick up that that relief, or it is a cut one way or another. Some of both, I think, is going to happen right now as proposed. But again, the anticipation is Senate Bill 1, when fully implemented, which would be over the next few years, would save homeowners quite a little bit. They're saying just in next year's tax bill, they would expect 54% of property taxpayers would see a decrease in their bill. But overall, there would be over 90% would see relief, but that means possibly there would just be paying less of the anticipated increase, but still half is what they would guess. What we haven't seen yet is who that gets shifted to. My concern is it would be those of us in the 2% category, which would be farmland, I think is going to see quite a bit of the shift, especially if they follow through and eliminate business personal property tax, which is on the table too, and that's part of Senate Bill 1.
You know, Kendall, I'm looking at a flyer that is kind of making its way around the State House right now from Republicans. And it talks about saving farmers more than $55 million in 26 and more than $140 million over 3 years. Is that still the concern, though, that this plan as it stands now, that, you know, one, maybe that's not quite enough, or two, that that's just not going to happen at all?
Well, from a farmland owner perspective, the main change, really the only change at this point in time, would be the capitalization rate. So in the formula, you take, you know, you take into account cash rent, and you take into account grain prices as well as expenses per acre, and you divide that by a capitalization rate. Currently, it's 8%. What's in Senate Bill 1 would go to 9%. I had a bill, as you might remember, that was heard early in the first half, Bill 1192, that would take it to 10% and then average four of the lowest preceding years to come up with your number. That part did not make it in the bill. What the Senate sent over was 9%. That does provide some relief. The thing you really have to see is, though, how much of the homeowner relief will be shifted onto farmland. And that's where I can't say with certainty what the actual net savings is going to be. You always have to look at the details and when the shifts are all done to see who's going to pay and who's going to save and who's going to get the relief and who is going to actually have to contribute more. I think those details are yet to be seen, but hopefully by Wednesday, we're going to have some of those answers.
Kendall, I know that we've heard from Governor Braun that if he's not thrilled about this at the end of the day, and he said this, you know, weeks ago, that he's not afraid to pull out that veto pen. Are you hearing anything around the State House? I'm not asking you to play governor because that's not really your role, but are you hearing anything? Has he been involved in this process at all, or is that still unknown at this point either?
Well, his office definitely has been very active, especially over the weekend. Called a lot of legislators, is my understanding, and talking to other legislators. And the message, I received a call, the message was we need more relief for homeowners. And I very politely said I wasn't interested in providing that if it was at the expense of farm landowners. And I think if you're talking about relief, it has to be relief spread across the board to all taxpayers. When you start giving one priority over the other, then that creates the shift, and then someone is going to be left holding the bag, and I'm going to work hard to make sure that's not farmers.
Kendall, final thoughts here as we kind of look forward here to the last couple weeks of the session. I know there's more than just property taxes right now. There are other things going on there. Some priorities for you as we wind down the session.
Well, obviously, it's interesting. It's one of these sessions where we should be just talking about the budget, but really we're talking about property tax reform, and so we can't forget about the budget. Passing a 2-year budget, there were a lot of things that I was hoping would be included, which so far have not. But again, those will all be negotiated. So the budget will really come down to the Speaker, the President, Pro Tem of the Senate, and the Governor's office. We'll negotiate that. So we'll see where we go. We're just concerned with the most recent economic news. You know, we're going to have our fiscal forecast for the state will come out next week. With the tariffs and the downward turn in the financial markets and the commodity markets, more specifically for agriculture, I can't think that our economic outlook is going to be very positive, which means we really need to pull back our horns and be pretty conservative in our budget and our spending. And I think that's going to be wise at this point in time. That adds to the concern about, is this the right time to change course with how we tax in Indiana? I'm a big supporter of a local income tax as the way to offset property taxes. Senate Bill 1 diminishes the amount of tax relief we can use through LIP, so that's concerning. Business personal property, as mentioned earlier, that's going to be continue to be discussed this week. They would like a total phase out, elimination of all business personal property. So that means if you're a county that has a lot of industry, a lot of that's business personal property. I know in my county of Jasper, we've done some research. The power plant there that produces electricity from coal, 88% of their total assessed value is personal property, and they're our largest taxpayer. But in many cases, at least 75% of these taxes come from BPP. So that's another concern, is where does that get shifted to? So it gets shifted away from business. And if we're trying to keep homeowners satisfied, that means you're going to fall in the 2% category, which is where farmers are at. So big concern, big issues. Yes, there's a lot of other bills moving. Healthcare, for example, is another thing. We're trying to keep a lid on the expanded costs there as well. But we'll see. We have kind of the final committee tomorrow for our Energy and Utilities Committee, where we're going to talk about local siting issues. Senate Bill 425 is coming over. I've just seen an amendment on that. And so there is going to be plenty of activity at the State House this week and next as we try to figure out a budget and where we want property taxes to go in Indiana in the future.
And we'll be sure to catch up with Kendall Culp between now and then, and certainly when it's all said and done, to get the latest on what's happened at the State House. Kendall, thank you so much for joining us on Hoosier Ag Today.
My pleasure, Eric.